11 years and counting on the NFHS Network, and a wild shootout in DeWitt. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. High school games from across Michigan at all levels have been broadcast on the NFHS Network for more than 11 years now. That's more than 175,000 games from more than 600 high schools in the state. Last year alone, more than 50,000 events aired on the NFHS Network. The oldest game available to watch on demand is from August 30th, 2013, a varsity football matchup between Adrian and Carleton Airport, a game Adrian won 26-7. In addition to tons of regular season contests, the NFHS Network is home to MHSAA postseason events. This fall, the football, soccer, and volleyball playoffs are all available, as well as the cross-country and swimming and diving finals. In the winter, basketball, competitive cheer, gymnastics, ice hockey, and wrestling is all on, followed by baseball, lacrosse, soccer, softball, and track and field in the spring. Monthly and annual subscriptions are available, with a portion of your subscription fee going back to the school you designate. But you can watch any game from any high school in the country, including all past games that are available. Can't make it out to a game in person? Support your favorite school by watching them on the NFHS Network. Go to nfhsnetwork.com to sign up and watch. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Birmingham Groves' Teddy Abbott. He had three interceptions in one quarter, including a pick six and a 35-7 win over Rochester. Abbott becomes just the fourth player in MHSAA history with three interceptions in a single quarter. Okemos golfer Elena Lee, she fired a school record 64 to claim the individual medalist honors at the CAAC Open. She also helped her team to a school record team score and team title. And at Kingsford's Gavin Grandin, he had an 86-yard kickoff return for a touchdown as the Flivers knocked off Nagani, avenging last season's loss to the Miners.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Let's talk tennis, specifically the rules around the net. First, tennis nets are 42 inches high at the post and 36 inches high in the center, and nets measure 42 feet wide. Players and their equipment cannot touch the net during a point. However, a player's follow-through can cross over the net if the ball was to hit the correct side of the court. But no part of the follow-through can touch the net. Also, the ball must completely cross the net before it can hit. If your opponent hits a high lob and you are standing at the net ready to smash a return, you must wait until the ball is completely over the net before hitting it. Making contact with the net during a play or hitting the ball before it's over the net results in a loss of a point.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. If you like touchdowns and not a ton of tackling, then DeWitt versus Hurricane last Friday was the game for you. Hurricane made the 6.5-hour bus ride up from West Virginia to take on the Panthers, and when it was done, the record book needed work. DeWitt won 70-63. Yes, there were 19 total touchdowns scored in this one. That's a touchdown every 2.5 minutes. The game was tied 7 times, and there were 7 lead changes. Hurricane jumped in front on the game's first play, a 90-yard touchdown pass. DeWitt battled back to take a 21-20 lead after the first quarter. It was tied at 35 at half, tied at 49 after three, and both teams had fourth quarter leads. DeWitt's Elliot Larner ran for 279 yards, a new school record, and 5 touchdowns. The 70 points is a new school record, set just 3 weeks after scoring 69 in a season-opening win against Hazlitt. And on the other end of the scoring spectrum last week, Midland Dow knocked off Bay City Western 3-2. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.